This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This is Hadith number 2. 706. Yeah, 706. 706 in your version. Okay. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد اليوم 28 من شهر جمادى الأولى 1445 الموافق ل 12 من شهر ديسمبر 2023 نواصل درسنا في هذا الكتاب المبارك رياض الصالحين أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يبارك فينا وفيما نتعلمه وأن يغفر لنا الزلات ويغفر للمؤلف ويرفع درجته في العليين. So bismillah azza wa jalla, we continue from where we stopped last dars, and if you remember, we're talking about babun ikramu al-dayf, honoring the guest and being kind with the one who visit you. So last time we talked about the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, written by Abu Huraira, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyaqul khayran aw liyasmut. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفه من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليصل رحمه. So we talk about this hadith with that which is enough, inshallah. So today we will move on to the next hadith, which is the hadith of Abu Shuraih Khuwailid bin Amr al-Khuza'i. قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفه جائزته. قالوا وما جائزته يا رسول الله؟ قال يومه وليله والضيافة ثلاثة أيام فما كان وراء ذلك فهو صدقة. وفي رواية لمسلم لا يحل لمسلم أن يقيم عند أخيه حتى يؤثمه. قالوا يا رسول الله وكيف يؤثمه؟ قال يقيم عنده ولا شيء يقريه به. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith of Abu Shuraih, he said, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, whoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the hereafter, falyukrim dayfahu, he should make sure that he honor his guest, he respects the guest, he give the guest ja'izatahu, the right of the guest." So the companions ask him, "Ya Rasulullah, what is the meaning of ja'izatahu?" Because he says, if you believe in Allah and the hereafter, then you should give the guest his ja'iza. So the companion said, "Ya Rasulullah, what is the ja'iza? What is the ja'iza?" قَالَ يَوْمُهُ وَلَيْلُهُ. So that means, at least the minimum he deserves from you is to stay with you and to be respected and honored a day and a night. One day and one night. You get the idea? And you have the maximum of right that he has, which is the dhiyafa, you know, hosting him for 3 days. You go up to 3 days. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wa dhiyafa tu thalathatu ayyamin, fama kana wara'a dhalika fa huwa sadaqa." So he has a right up to 3 days. Up to 3 days to be honored and respected by the host. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "فَمَا كَانَ وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَهُوَ صَدَقَةٌ." Whatsoever goes beyond that, beyond the 3 days, then this is charity. I mean, it's good for a person if the guest need more time to let him stay with him, if that would not cause him any harm. However, he does have a right, the host, to inform the guest that after 3 days, you know, after these 3 days, then your right is been taken by you. You've forfeited your right. It doesn't sound nice, it doesn't look nice, but as far as right is concerned, after 3 days, a person can apologize to the guest. You know, the guest should go and look for a place to stay without harming the host. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La hillu li muslimin an yuqima inda akhihi hatta yu'thimahu." قالوا وكيف يؤثمه يا رسول الله؟ قال يقيم عنده ولا شيء يقريه به. He says, it is not appropriate, it is not halal for a Muslim to stay in the house of another Muslim and to stay with him until the time he calls him to commit a sin. Yuthimahu here is interpreted by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not that person committing the sin, you know, literally, but he meant yuqima indahu wala shay'a yaqrihi bihi. So it means until the time he calls him to be embarrassed. How is that? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you stay with him, and you know that he doesn't have food to provide you with, and you know that he doesn't have any money to support you with, and you keep on staying with him until the time you exhaust what he has. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is against the adab, and this is wrong. So how do you know that? Because you should know the one that you're visiting. Whether it's a person in Maysur al-Hal or it's a person who is facing difficulties, then you major, you stay with him based on this. You visit somebody who is struggling to live and struggling to survive, and you go and stay with him in his house. You know for sure this man is going to do a lot of the kalluf in order to respect you. He might put himself into so many troubles, he and his family members, to make sure that you're feeling comfortable. And sometimes you might visit a person, you know, you stay in his house and he lives in that house and there are not enough room to accommodate both of you. In the way his wife has to be always locked in the room because the guest is there all the time. Even if it's just a few days, you know, 1 day, 2 days, they can tolerate, but sometimes if the guest is going to stay with them for ages, how do you want the wife to survive? This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is referring to. Hatta yuthimahu. You stay with him in the way you put him in a state of difficulty. It's very wrong. Very wrong for a Muslim to do that. So that's why you have to make sure that you understand the nature of the one you visit. Yeah, you visit a person who has a castle. He has a place for the guests, which is separated from the family. Yeah, you stay with him for 1 month, 2 years, you will never get affected. Yeah, because these type of people, they don't go with you all the time. They stay with you for 1, 2, 3 days. And then after that, they assign somebody to do with your affairs. Whatever you want, you look for those ones. If you need him, you look for him. But they give you, you're right, 3 days. But they have enough spaces for you. So this is really, really important for us to understand this, because sometimes I might visit a person, you know, they have only one bathroom in the house, his wife, his daughters, everyone is sharing that one, you know, and they don't know what to do, you know, because the husband, the father says the person should stay at home. A lot of things are going to happen because sometimes also they did that which is wrong. The husband will go out and will leave nobody in the house except the guests and the family, which is very dangerous, very dangerous. Yeah. So we should take this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam very seriously. When you visit a person, you have to study that person, understand who this person is. Yeah, that's why some people who think about this so much, when they get into the city, what do? They look for their accommodation. They look for their accommodation. Yeah. Although this one also has its own negative consequences, right? Yeah, you visit your relatives sometimes, and then you stay away from them. And then what happens? That silatul rahim and that connection between you and them will be very weak. Because you have your own program, they have their own program. So sometimes it seems to be it's like you're still in that country of yours where you're coming from. To get an idea. So that's why a person should be very smart. You go to them, you stay with them. Even if you take a hotel, it should be just a place where you go and sleep. The rest of the time, just come to them and stay with them all the time. Yeah, if you perceive that these people are facing difficulty, the best guess, if you realize that the host is, subhanAllah, somebody who is struggling to live. Yaqi, don't let them cook for you. You buy the food. Bring it to the house, or buy the raw one and bring it to the house. Tell them, I'm not here to overburden you guys. I'm here to enjoy meeting you. So I'm going to contribute. I have prepared. I have everything I need for all the days I'm going to stay here. So please, I know you're so kind, and I know you're doing it sincerely, and I know you are respecting me, but I want to share. I want to participate. You know? Or sometimes don't ask them. Just go to the marketplace and buy all the things that you know that the house need for cooking and everything, put it in the house. Even if they cook theirs, but at least they will be happy that after you go, they will not come and sit down, the husband and wife, and cry for the aftermath of you you going, you know. Yeah. Your guest should be very smart. Think wisely in the way the host will want him to come back again. He will laugh. Some of us, when they leave, the host will not want to see them again. The host will not want to hear them thinking of coming to visit them again. Yeah. So be very smart. When you visit, be together, but at the same time, don't overburden your guests. You stay with them 1, 2, 3 days, tell them, no, I'm not here to burden you. I know you don't mind. I know your family don't mind. And this is enough for me. But at the same time, I think it's better for me to have a place. Then I will come to you every day. Yeah, as a real guest. Yeah, and part of the family members. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, لا حل لمسلم أن يقيم عند أخيه حتى يؤثمه. قالوا يا رسول الله وكيف يؤثمه؟ قال يقيم عنده ولا شيء يقريه به. He says he shouldn't stay with him until the time يؤثمه. So they said, يا رسول الله, what is the meaning of يؤثمه? He said to stay with him until you finish everything he has, and he doesn't have anything to honor you with. قراء الضيف is respecting the guest, giving him food, giving him accommodation. So you stay with him until he finishes everything. Everything is exhausted, and then he doesn't have what to provide you with. قال باب استحباب التبشير والتهنئة بالخير. Allah, this is Islam. Islam always wants you to be a good news giver, not an evil news giver. And usually, alhamdulillah, in most of the cultures, people are hesitant to share bad news. That's why you might lose a family member, but it takes a longer time for the family to inform you, especially if you're living overseas. Yeah, some people get annoyed, but this culture sometimes is good. Because trust me, sometimes when you know, if it is not necessary to know, because there are some relatives which are not that much closer to you, you know, but when you know about them, you might get affected negatively in the place where you are staying. You will not be able to do what you're supposed to be doing. Yeah, there are some deaths which cannot be hidden. Parents, children are dying. Yeah, this one cannot be hidden, you know. But still, you can see the family, they will be very selective. They will be thinking of how to let this person know. So naturally, we love to hear good news. And Islam is a religion of natural things and nature, goes with the nature. Yeah, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this good news to be given. Tafa'ul, always being optimistic. And also be somebody who give glad tidings and good news to others, rather than bad news and sad news and negative way of thinking. Allah wants you always to be positive. Tafa'ul. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam really wants the tafa'ul. Although you prepare for the other one when it comes, you're ready to handle and to be patient. Ibn Hazm said, وَطِّن نَفْسَكَ عَلَى مَا تَكْرَهُ يَقِلُّ نَفْسُكَ إِذَا يَقِلُّ هَمُّكَ إِذَا أَتَاكَ وَيَكْبُرُ وَيَعْظُمُ سُرُورُكَ إِذَا أَتَاكَ ضِدُّهُ. Wallah, this is a very important and interesting statement. He says, وَطِّن نَفْسَكَ عَلَى مَا تَكْرَهُ. وَطِّن نَفْسَكَ عَلَى مَا تَكْرَهُ. Train yourself and make yourself familiar with the bad thing and the sad thing when it comes to you. I mean, there is a possibility for you to receive good. And there is also another possibility for you to receive something bad. He says, always tell yourself the possibility of receiving bad is always there. Yeah? So be familiar with this thinking. But at the same time, tafa'ul should be more. Tafa'ul means being optimistic, hoping good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come. But since you have prepared yourself also to receive the otherwise, in case Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not choose the one you like, you know, for you, you're ready for that. I applied for a university. But I already told myself I might not be accepted. When I'm rejected, what happens to me? You Allah, sometimes you see a person smiling, and he's smiling from inside. He will say, Alhamdulillah. And he's saying, Alhamdulillah from inside. Not being sad, not being depressed, not being in a state of stress. No. He will thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ala kulli hal. Why? Because he's prepared for this. Fine. You told yourself you might get rejected. If you get accepted, how much happy you will be? Trust me, your happiness will be stronger and greater than the happiness if you are not expecting the sad news to happen. Because you are expecting that the sad news could happen, and then the good news comes, your happiness is going to be greater. I love this statement of Ibn Hazm. Allah. It goes with the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses for us. We might like something, but it's not good. We might hate something, but it is the best for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu ya'alamu wa antum la ta'alamu. Allah knows and you don't know. Allah knows and you don't know. So good news is always good for you to be the one who present good news to others, not the one who give bad and sad news to others. So he says, istihbab, the encouragement of the sharia for people to share the good news. And also, wa tahni'atu bil khair. When somebody got good news, you tell them congratulations. Mubarak. Yeah? Not mabruk. Mubarak is the best way. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says mubarak, not mabruk. Mabruk has some other meaning. The best word is mubarak alik. Yeah? Mubarak alik. So it's good. Whenever somebody got something good, you tell them mubarak alik. You do the tabriq. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put barakah in that which he gave him. It removes hasad. The possibility of a person to be hasad, if you are giving the tahni'ah to others, you know, congratulating them. You know, sincerely you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put barakah in that which he gave them. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, hasad will be removed from your heart. Do you get the idea? However, when giving the good news also, you have to be very careful. You should be very selective when it comes to sharing the good news with others. Get the idea? Yeah, because we have what? Evil eye. And you have hasad also. There are some people sharing the good news with them will be a problem for them. Because from that moment, they will start exposing their hasad in their true picture. So these type of people, is better not to share. That's why you should always, always hide your affairs. You get it? Your success, keep them aside. Let them get exposed by themselves. You get the idea? Because sometimes you might thinking you're doing good. Yeah, you are sharing the good news, but subhanAllah, it will become fitna for some. Get the idea? It will become fitna for some. So share the good news with those who you believe that bi'idhnillahi azza wa jalla, they will not feel jealous of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you. Yusuf alayhi salam saw a dream, right? And he shared the news with the best person amongst the human beings to him. Who was that? His father and his mother. And then the father shared the news with the siblings. Don't forget, they came from the same blood. But subhanAllah, they were jealous. They were jealous of that. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you see a good dream, he says, make sure you don't inform everyone. Inform those who you believe they will not observe hasad towards you because of that good news. The wisdom says, "Ista'inu ala umurikum bil kitman, fa inna kulli dhi ni'matin mahsud." Always try your best to hide your secrets. Don't share with others. Because every single person who has ni'mah from Allah, most likely there is somebody who doesn't like this. So if I share with everyone, I'm just going to provoke the hasad of those guys. Am I saying this is their business, but as a Muslim, I have to think for other Muslims to save them from getting into trouble. Because hasad is a disease that has no cure. If you don't know this, you have to know that. It has no cure. The only cure that hasad has is to see that ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you being taken away from you. That's the only medicine for hasad. وَلِيَذْهِ بِاللَّهِ Imam Shafi says, وَدَارَيْتُ كُلَّ النَّاسِ لَكِنَّ حَاسِدِ مُدَارَاتُهُ عَزَّتْ وَعَزَّ مَنَالُهَا وَكَيْفَ يُدَارِ الْمَرْءُ حَاسِدَ نِعْمَةٍ إِذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ يُرْضِيهِ إِلَّا زَوَالُهَا Imam Shafi says, I tried my best to be kind and to be good with everyone, to close the page between me and them so that I will not have an enemy in this life. And by the way, this is a very good approach. This man, his writings are blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam Shafi. All of these great scholars, especially those writings in the poetry that he talks about the adab, subhanAllah, you will benefit a lot. You'll benefit a lot about how to live in this life successfully. One of his statements, he says, I try my best to close the gap between me and others because I don't want to have enemy in this life. You know, he's the owner of that other bait that says, لما عفوت ولم أحقد على أحد أرحت نفسي من هم العداوات. He said, when I forgive everyone, just like that. He said, I just decided to take this kind of life. I don't hold people in my heart. I don't fight others. I just forgive. Yeah, I did this and that. Yes, I know. It's okay. Just go. He said, I forgive everyone. He says, when I take this manhaj in my life, he says, وَلَمْ أَحْقِدْ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ And I never hate and have hatred against anyone in my heart. That's why I said, if you want to succeed, make your heart free for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. You Allah, try your best. Don't go with somebody in your heart. You get inside your house, just go to the family. Keep the office aside. That person misbehaved towards you, keep it aside. When you go home, this is called home. For the family. Well, I love this attitude of some people. They don't even bring the work from the office, from the shop, from the company to the house. Whatever could be finished, they finish it in the office. One of them said, when I come home, this is for my family. Just enjoy his life with the family. That's very good. At least you have some moment to get relief from the worries you carried, you know, from the workplace. Imam Shafi says, I don't hate anyone in my life. Of course, he's talking about the Muslims and the good ones, not the enemy and the ada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he says, when I take this manhaj to forgive everyone, arahtu nafsi min hammi al-adawati. He said, I gave myself relief from the worry of the enmity. Ya Allah. You know this hatred and the attitude and the manner of revenge? You know, it will not take you anywhere. It will not take you anywhere. It will make you old before your old age. Yeah, it will make you old. And you will never relax in your life. So just be like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah never took revenge in his life. Never. Never. Go and check his history and see how many things people did against him, which are so bad. Never took revenge. He wanted to take revenge one day. Yeah, he wanted to take revenge. When Hamza was killed, he wouldn't take revenge because that was really, really, really hurtful to him. He can't forget that, especially when they mutilated him. Yeah, he said, I would take revenge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبْتُمْ بِهِ If you're going to take revenge, you should make sure that you do exactly what was done to you. However, Allah says, وَلَئِنْ صَبَرْتُمْ لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ If you're to be patient, this is better for the patient people. Subhanallah. Even this one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, وَلَا إِن صَبَرْتُمْ لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ I met a brother who was hurt, really hurt. His name is Muhammad. Very good person. He left Malaysia alone. Somebody did something wrong. And if you hear the case, you know that, yes, this person is really oppressed. He doesn't have a right to talk. So he has been cursing the people who did this to him, you know, sending to them curses and things which you don't want to hear. Then I read this ayah to him. He told me, didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I asked him to be patient. Please, sabr. He said, didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when aqabtum fa'aqabu mithlu wa aqabtum bi, And then he kept quiet. I told him, Akmil. He doesn't want to complete. I repeated, complete. He doesn't want to complete. And then when I asked him again, he shouted at me, why do you want me to complete? Because the next part of the ayah says, "Wala in sabartum." He knows about this because he's hafiz, very good hafiz. He knows about this. Allah says, "Wala in sabartum lahu khairul lisabirin." That's why he make a full stop before he reached that one. Allah grant us good. But it's very good life, Allah. I really advise you to take this behavior of Imam Shafi, forgive. Yeah. Don't worry, forgive. Wallahi, he will not lose. Forgiveness is not weakness. It's izz. Any person that you forgive in this life, if this person is not la'ib. La'ib means wicked. Somebody who doesn't know kindness. Any person that you forgive, he cannot forget this. Yeah. He cannot forget this. And he will keep on being indebted to you for the rest of his life. Whenever he sees you, the first thing he remembers is that forgiveness. Because he knows in most instances, if he is to do this to others, they will not. So Imam Shafi says, وَدَارِتُ كُلَّ النَّاسِ لَكِنَّ حَاسِدِي مُدَارَتُهُ عَزَّتْ وَعَزَّ مَنَالُهَا. He said, I was trying to convince everyone that I'm not his enemy. And I succeeded with all except one person. He says, لَكِنَّ حَاسِدِي, except the one who is hasid against the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to me. The one that doesn't want to see the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with me. He said, this one I try to make him happy. I try to convince him that everything is fine. I fail. But then he said, I realized that actually I was wasting my time. Because وَكَيْفَ يُدَارِ الْمَرْءُ حَاسِدَ نِعْمَةٍ إِذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ يُرْضِهِ إِلَّا زَوَالُهَا. How is it possible for you to convince somebody and to make him your friend as long as there is nothing that can be able to convince him except to see the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being taken away from you? So we have to support those guys also, right? Not to share the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with them. So my advice to all of us is, you have to have secret, which nobody knows except you and those people who are very close to you, that you know they will not have hasad towards you. And these are the parents and some of the siblings. Yeah, even the siblings also, you have to be very careful because it depends on the house. Yeah. If the family, the father and the mother are not doing the right thing to bring the siblings together, trust me, you sharing the news with the siblings, it will also provoke the hasad. Yeah. Yusuf alayhi salam always almost going to lose his life. So if you know that your house, the family, the parents are not doing the right thing, you know, to bring the family closer to each other, then the good news should be shared with the parent and all. Yeah. Be very careful. Let your siblings just see it taking place, you know, as a success from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you. قال الله عز وجل فبشر عباد الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, give a good news and a glad tidings to those people who are listening, doing the istima. Not yasma'un, yastami'un. Al-istima is to pay attention to something, to listen attentively. So whenever they hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to them, they listen attentively. Whenever they hear the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they listen attentively. Allah said, أَلَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنًا. They listen to the statement of Allah and they always follow that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them because it is ahsanul aqwal. Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is the best. So here ahsan is referring to whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them because it is the best. There is nothing called low quality in the statement of Allah. None. It never exists. We don't have low quality things given to us by Allah. We don't have low quality things given to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything given to us by Allah or by His Prophet is at the best. Is at the best of Allah. So Allah says, give good news to those people who are listening to the message of Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they are following, they are applying what they heard from Allah and His messengers. وقال تعالى يبشرهم ربهم برحمة منه ورضوان وجنات لهم فيها نعيم مقيم. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves Bushra, right? So He is also giving us the Bushra, He Himself. يبشرهم ربهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them the good news. برحمة, good news of what? Mercy from Him. برحمة منه ورضوان and the pleasure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وجنات لهم فيها نعيم مقيم. And also Jannah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided for them in that Jannah, an endless ni'mah that has no end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, give good news to those slaves of mine for their dedication and their righteousness. They have mercy from Allah. They have the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they meet Him in the Day of Judgment, Allah says, they have Jannah, which has endless ni'mah in it, waiting for them. The lowest person in Jannah, as the Prophet ﷺ said, is somebody who has how many times of Masjid Shah? 10 times, right? Adam fell into the trick, you know? I said Masjid Shah, he said 10 times of Masjid Shah. Nobody has this house in Jannah. Rasulullah ﷺ said the lowest person in Jannah is the one who has not less than 10 times of the world. The whole world, 10 times been given to him. And he has whatever he wants in that place. Whatever he wants. And Allah makes him believe, he has to believe that there is nobody better than him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and yaj'alana min warathati jannati al-na'im warathati al-firdaus innahu bi kulli jameelin kafeel subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة العالمين نبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم ما بعد. Okay, there is a question about a dream. A person is asking for the interpretation of the dream. I don't do that, but I will advise the person who saw the dream. They have been seeing a dream of the death of their family members. So all of these type of dreams, when a person sees them, he should understand that it is not necessary that what he sees in the dream to take place. Right? Death in a dream might not mean death at all. It might mean the opposite, actually. Right? So they saw themselves being affected by a sickness and a disease, and they die from that disease. They shouldn't pay attention to this. The most important thing is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from the evil of whatever you saw in a dream. Yeah, that was the wasiyah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And insha'Allah, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, you will not see anything except good. So this is my advice to this person. Otherwise, you will be depressed, you know, which is unnecessary, because what you see in a dream might not take place. Yeah? What you see in a dream might not take place. You see somebody dying in a dream and that person is sick. They said, most likely this is a sign that this person is going to be healthy, is going to be okay. Go out of that sickness. It is the death of the sickness, not death of the person himself. So I really advise the person to relax. It is true, and it's okay also for you to go for the interpretation of the dreams if you can find somebody who can do it correctly. Yeah, because it's a very prestigious discipline, which not everyone knows. It is not enough to be a scholar for you to translate a dream. It's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only a few have this ability to translate and to interpret the dream. Yeah, it is not necessary that you know hadith, you know Quran, and then you have the ability to translate the dream. No. It's very wrong for you to go for this, unless if you know you're qualified to do it. So you also, as somebody who's looking for the interpretation of the dream, you should be very careful and very selective also. Make sure that you go to the right person, if you think you should go. If not, then it's better for you. Just ask Allah to protect you from whatever you saw, if it is wrong, and to grant you the good, if there is good in it. And that's it. And inshallah, you will not see anything except good. Bi-idhnillah azza wa jal. There is a question that says, is it better to avoid, say, can we use the word ishq? You know, ishq? What is ishq? Crush. It's kind of a love that somebody goes beyond the limit, you know, in his love. Yeah. Can somebody say, ya'shaqullah azza wa jal? The scholar said this is wrong. You deal with human beings with this. Your wife, you know, no problem. She says this to you, say this to her, but you cannot say ya'shaqullah. Say hubbullah azza wa jal. Because ishq can have negative meanings. You cannot say Allah ya'shaqu fulan, a'udhu billah. Or a'shaqullah azza wa jal, a'udhu billah. Because it can have negative meaning attached to it. And you don't use these type of... I have been answering the question, and the thing is muted, long stand. So I was saying, we don't use the word ishq when we are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You use it with your wife, she uses it to you, but you don't say a'ashaqullah. Oh, Allahu ya'ashaqu fulan. This is wrong, very wrong. Yeah, you replace it with the correct one. Uhibbullah. Oh Allah, yuhibbu fulan. Yuhibbuhum wa yuhibbunahu. You get the idea? Because ishq might have negative meaning. Yeah? You see those ushaq, they go beyond their limitation. Some people, they go and give those al-mashuqoon, you know, the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't use this word when we are talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we use the word al-hubbullah. Allahu yuhibbu as-sabirin. Wallahu yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Wallahu yuhibbu al-muhsinin. Wallahu yuhibbu al-muttaqin. You cannot use the word ishq when you are talking about this muhabba lillahi azza wa jal. Now.
Otherwise, it will be point in time. Any other acts we can criticize?
No. It's not like that. There is no empty Jannah, you know. Unless if you don't want, you know. If you don't want to make it full, you do a righteous deed and then things will exist in Jannah. Jannah is in the way Allah SWT describe it. But you always make it better if you want. Increase the trees, increase the ni'mah in Jannah, you can do that. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that person the lowest level in Jannah, it doesn't mean that his place is, he's just living in an empty place, you know, with nothing. And no, isn't like Azza wa Jalla, he will get everything. And that's why the Prophet said, Allah will ask him, tamanna, what do you want? He will keep asking. Apart from what he sees in Jannah, he will ask for everything. Until the time he gets stuck. And then Allah will remind him about some other things. And then he will be reminded. He will start asking again. After he finished, Allah will remind him, how about this? And then he will khalas, start from the beginning. When he finished, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, I will give you all of these you have asked, and I will multiply it by 10 also. So don't worry. What I will say to the questioner is, don't aim for this Jannah. Always ask for Firdaus. That's the highest level in Jannah. Always ask for Firdaus. And this is not from me, this is from Rasulullah. He said, whenever you ask Allah for Jannah, ask him only for Firdaus. Because it is the best Jannah and the highest level in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us Firdaus al-A'la. Innahu bi kulli jameelin kafeel. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.